All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, WHFR Dearborn. This is live from Studio J, and in the house we have Kenny Parker.
Hey.
And friend. How you doing, gentlemen?
Great.
Real good. How you doing?
Not too bad. All right, why don't we get started?
All right.
Everybody, I want to spread the news. I finally found a woman to chase away my blues. She's the one for me. She's my honeybee. Well, she gives me all the loving and everything I need. She's the one for me. To shout. I know our love is true beyond the shadow of a doubt. She's the one for me. She's my honeybee.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Live in the studio, giving us some great blues, Kenny Parker and friend. Why don't you introduce your gentleman friend here, Kenny?
My gentleman friend. That's interesting.
I know.
My gentleman friend for tonight is Mr. Dan Devins, who
please don't rush the station.
I picked him up hitchhiking, so he'll do for tonight.
He wanted to get out of the rain on Southfield.
Yeah. Yep.
How long you known Dan?
Oh, 10, 12, 15 years or more.
I think more, actually.
Probably more.
Looking back on it,
I lost 5 years with the head thing, you know, so.
Yeah.
I think probably, Kenny, back to the late 90s.
Oh, maybe Butler Twins time.
Not quite that far back, but
right.
The Backdoor Blues Band.
All right. Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Late 90s.
All right. Are you a member of Kenny's full band, Dan? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Who are we missing today? Who would normally be here if he had the whole enchilada?
Well, we would have Mike Marshall on the bass, Dave Marcaccio on the drums, and this new guy we got, up-and-coming guy, Jim McCarty.
Picked him at hitchhiking,
yeah,
too.
Who? Jim McCarty? Never heard of him.
Yeah, Jim McCarty. He was in this little band called Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels.
Yeah.
Another one called
Cactus, maybe.
Cactus, yeah. And then there was another one.
Buddy Miles Express.
Yep.
And a more obscure one, the Rockets. I mean, who's ever
right.
heard of them?
Right.
He never, I'll tell you what, there's something in every night that guy just makes you drop your jaw.
Yeah.
Something. Every night.
Yep.
That man had it born into his veins, you know?
Yep.
He's truly incredible. He's a great drummer, too. A lot of people don't know that. He's a great drummer.
Really, really?
He started as a drummer.
Okay. Yep. That's probably where his son got it. His son was in here a couple months ago.
All right.
So
yep.
We can see where he got it from, definitely.
Yep. The apple didn't fall far
from
the tree.
Not at all.
Jim gave him a lot of coaching, I'm sure, and Dylan's a great drummer.
He sure is.
Yeah, he definitely is.
Yep.
Cool. All right. Why don't we do another one?
Well, we can do that.
This one is, I don't know, can I pull the cover off of this
Not
one, Kenny?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
Well, you can in terms of it's going to be on a new record that we're working on.
Right.
And it goes something like this.
I'm going crazy since I lost you. You gave your love to someone new. Sad but true that I'm half crazy. Since you said goodbye, left me with tears in my eyes. Sad but true that I'm half crazy without you. You know I love you, baby, no matter what you do. The moon and the stars revolve around you. You know I love you, baby, till my very last breath. Living without you is scaring me to death. You tear my world apart. It's like a knife right through my heart. Sad but true that I'm half crazy without you. Thank you. what you do. The moon and the stars revolve around you. You know I love you, baby, till my very last breath. But living without you is scaring me to death. You tear my world apart. It's like a knife right through my heart. Sad but true that I'm half crazy.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's only the half of it, right?
That's only the half of it.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, you know, with my special one, it's like, yeah, I'm half crazy without her, but I'm completely crazy with her. So.
Well, I know that routine, too.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of a relationship, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You don't know which way to go. I don't know.
No further comments.
No.
Now, this was inspired by actual events, but for the journalistic, what would they have, a disclaimer at the front of a movie or a book, no real persons or whatever, you know, living
right,
or dead.
The names have been changed to protect the innocent,
yep,
that sort of
yep.
thing.
So we won't go there.
You won't go there. You might get in trouble when you get home, right?
No, not really. No.
Well, that's great. You gentlemen have any shows coming up at all, or?
Well, we have a show
November
not far from here, November 17th, in Taylor at the All Around.
Okay.
Which is on Eureka Road near Beach Daily, in between Telegraph and Beach Daily. What a place.
It's a great club.
It's a really great club. You know, it's got a big dance floor. It's a big club. You got a great PA. Sounds great in there. So if anyone's so inclined, come on down.
Please come on down.
Now I have to get out there. I've heard great things about it. I know they're doing a lot of shows there nowadays.
Yeah, I think they just changed owners. And the new guy is really excited about having live music in there.
Mm-hmm.
And had some great food last time I was there, too. So
come on down.
Nothing wrong with that, but people don't understand. You know, you get the right bands in there, you can get a lot of people in there, and that's what it's all about. Huh?
Yeah.
For everybody.
Yep.
That's cool. Okay, so that's the only one for now, then, November 17th?
Well,
the Blue Goose on Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, Thanksgiving weekend, the Friday and Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend. That's the 24th and 25th. We'll be at the Blue Goose Inn in St. Clair Shores, a two-nighter, which is an awfully rare thing in this day and age. And there's the possibility of a couple things in the interim, but we're still in the negotiation stage. Some things coming up in December, and also in the negotiation stage, but guys are going all over here, all over there. It's a real busy time of year, so we're not doing a lot in December, but
we do have one other thing. On November 12th, Kenny and I do a trio, an acoustic trio.
That's
with
correct.
My son Ben, and if anybody knows the band Broken Arrow with Shadowhawk Ellis.
Yes, I do.
We're doing a fundraiser at Tangent Gallery Sunday, November 12th to help raise money for somebody who needs some dental work, some pretty severe, extreme dental work as a result of another health issue that they've had. So come on out to the Tangent Gallery. I'm sure there will be a cast of thousands.
Well, there often is it down there.
Yeah, and so like I said, we'll be there doing an acoustic thing with my son, which is a really great little offshoot project of the Kenny Parker Band.
Okay.
We call it Parker, Devins, and Devins.
Imagine.
Where did that come from, huh?
I don't know, but we can negotiate your contracts. We can draw up a will. Huh. Anything you want to do, we'll play some songs for you.
Yeah.
You know, set up your IRA, whatever you want.
Kenny can give you everything but money, you know.
Everything but money. After all, I play the blues, so there isn't much money there.
Okay. Is it anybody close to the band or one of the band members?
It's a friend of...
If you don't mind my asking.
No, I don't know who it is. You know, here's how that sort of thing works is... And Shadowhawk is a great one for this. He's always rallying the troops, so to speak, to help people out. So he just put out a call for bands for a need. And, you know, as far as money goes, I don't have a lot to give, but always willing to share the music. And if we can help out that way, we love to do it. So
can't help but say yes, huh?
I look at it this way. I had a... situation in about 2013, I had a brain tumor, and the music community threw a benefit for me after my surgery, and I got to tell you that it was off the hook, and I'll never forget it. And so I try to give a little bit back.
That's nice.
Here and there.
Yeah, that's real nice.
I'm paying it forward.
Yeah, we don't want to go down. I hope no one has to go down that road.
No, no. So. But it's great that people can get together, you know.
Yep.
All right. Why don't we do another one?
Well, we can do that. All right. We'll dedicate this to John Lee Hooker.
Said I would die lonely. Now I understand. My heart done got too heavy for any man. See, my baby's been lying and cheating, treating me like a clown. She's always got a lover boy when I'm not around. Thank you. ever lived for. Loved her since I was born. My heart is filled with sadness since her love is gone. My mother taught me to do right, and do right I'm gonna do. Now I'm rolling and tumbling and crying for help. Got to see me through, and I'll say,
you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Kenny Parker and Dan Devins. All right. So I take it that's a John Lee Hooker tune, huh?
No, that's a Kenny Parker tune, but it's a John Lee Hooker-ish.
Inspired by.
Okay.
Kind of groove.
Okay. And
yeah, I'm looking at this set list, and
These are all songs that I wrote.
These are all Kenny Parker tunes.
I figured there. I didn't know if there would be a copyright issue playing a cover, so we do a lot of my stuff anyway. I've got three CDs of all original stuff. So
all right.
And ASCAP can send them a check for this then.
Or BMI.
Or BMI.
I don't know how it works with the public and college. Radio, you know, in terms of the copyrights, but I figured that rather than get into that gray area, we just do all original stuff, and I'll give them my okay, no problem.
And I just say the heck with that, because these are all great tunes.
Yeah, why not, man?
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So you got three CDs, huh?
Well, I misspoke. I'm working on the third one. It's almost done.
Okay.
So that'll be a third
one. Yeah, but you probably got, for the most part, most of the tunes, like, you know.
Well, they're all written.
Yeah.
Yep. So
we're getting close.
Yep.
Okay. So what would be the best place to find your music other than maybe live, you know?
Well, you can go on CD Baby.
Mm-hmm.
You can go on YouTube and type in the Kenny Parker Band, and you might get a couple. You might get one as a rap
artist. Kenny's also a rapper.
you could go to kennyparkerband.com, and it would point you in the direction of what we're doing, and you can see some videos of us in the festival settings. There's other, iTunes and all that, all the usual stuff.
The usual.
Yep.
Yeah. And, you know, I think we misspoke saying that these are all Kenny Parker tunes.
Oh, yeah, we got one here. The next one that we're going to do is actually written by a friend of mine who unfortunately passed away a couple of years ago. But we wrote this. I kind of put it to music. He wrote the lyrics. A great blues man, Mr. Garfield Angove.
Yeah.
People going way back will remember the Garfield Blues Band. Garfield played with Sam Lay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 60s. He'd
play harp for people when they came to town, like Coco Taylor. And
yep.
All sorts of people out of Chicago, when they would come to Detroit, Gar would play with them. And
a real Chicago bluesman sort of guy.
Yep.
No, Gar. Know, for, Detroit doesn't really have that particular tradition. got kind of a different thing going here, but Garfield was a staunch Chicago Blues devotee.
Yeah, and he's also a great swing singer, too.
Yeah, he could do that. And, yep.
So. All right, well, let's do it. To Garfield.
All right, to Garfield.
Like a top. When the world all around you starts spinning like a top, no matter what you do, you just can't make it stop.
Thank you.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Kenny Parker and Dan Devins. All right. Yeah, I should have heeded those words. Look before you leap, man.
It's good advice.
I've gotten into so much trouble over the years. Ended up with 5 kids. I mean, it's just nuts.
No comment. It's a great joy. The kids are a great joy.
Yeah, depending on what year you ask. I mean, yeah. It has its good moments.
And in retrospect, it's all good. I hope.
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know, huh?
Nope.
That's like I always tell my younger friends and the friends that waited to have kids later in life, you know, and they complain about how hard it is to deal with a baby and all that. It's like, that ain't nothing. You haven't seen anything yet. Wait till they become teenagers.
Little ones are little problems. Big ones are big problems.
Uh-huh. Then come back to tell me. Come back and tell me how hard it is.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Yeah.
So why do we keep this going?
Well,
having a good time here?
Yeah. We got something off my second CD. The CD's titled Yes Indeed.
Uh-huh.
And this one's from that song called Wig Hat. A sweetheart. She loves to twist and shout. But I can't take her nowhere, 'cause her hair done fell out. Now she's blue and she's lonesome and she's getting real mean. She says if I won't take her out dancing, she won't make love to me. Thank you.
feels like she's a movie star. And now she says she's gonna leave me unless I buy her a Cadillac car. Well, I hope she looks in the mirror before she's set to leave. Maybe she just done forgot. She's just as bald as she can be. Girl, that bald nap was head of yours has gotten way too big. So go ahead on and leave me, baby. Yeah, just give me back my wig. Oh, you know what I told her, don't you? She's coming out of here the same way she come in.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Kenny Parker and Dan Devins.
Make a note that we did not bring with us any bald-headed women.
Maybe next time, huh?
Maybe next time.
There is something. No, never mind. Intriguing. Yeah. Intriguing. Let's say intriguing.
There you go. All right, it looks like we're starting to run out of time, so why don't we keep it going? I want to squeeze more songs in.
All right. This is another song that's going to be on my new CD, and this is the way that there are those who got me going in circles. Phone bar on top.
Hold on just a second.
Yeah.
Those of you taking notes, this one's in the key of G.
Yeah, a 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
baby, you got my mind all messed up.
They have a way of doing that, don't
I'm
they?
I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
What would we do without them, though? You plead the fifth on that one, Dan?
Silence.
Nah, we love them. We got great women that come out to see us play, fans, diehard fans. What a crew. Sally O'Malley, it's a big shout-out to you. And the whole pirate crew.
The whole pirate crew, as we call it.
All the pirates.
Yeah. Sally O'Malley is like our den mother. She's the big organizer of parties and all that sort of thing. She's a great cheerleader, and we love her to death. And
without of which, I'd probably be working at White Castle. So instead of playing guitar, so
ooh,
we love her.
Yeah, no, she did a good thing there. Okay.
Yep. we got one here off my first album. First album is called "Raise the Dead," and then it was reissued called "Raising the Dead." How clever!
That one was. When was that released originally, Ken?
1996, right about this time, 1996.
On JSP Records.
On the JSP label. And then...
You had a little success with that, didn't you, over in Europe?
Yeah, it was number one in Europe, according to Mojo Magazine and the blues charts for 3 months running. And, the owner of JSP would dispute that, but that's because he didn't want to turn loose any of that cash. But anyway, I didn't say
that. Thus the blues.
But that's the blues. So you know what you're getting into when you go down
when
that
you shake
road,
hands
so.
With the devil.
That's right. And
I see a theme here, you know?
There is a theme.
So whatever happened to that guy at JSP? Is he still around?
He's still there, but mostly he's doing compilations. Uh-huh. He's bought up a lot of catalogs of stuff. Put them out. He very rarely puts out any new releases. The record business.
He's missing the boat on this next one, I'm telling you.
Oh, this next one, I maybe I'll get lucky. This is going to be a great record. You know, this is the best thing I've done. Maybe some will be interested. On the other hand, the record industry went up like a nuclear bomb. A few years ago, and so who knows what's going to come out of that, but something will eventually.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Something was going to happen. Anyway, what's going to happen right now is this. Thank you.
myself together. There ain't no use in lady crying. You can't beat no evil spirit.
All right.
I know I talked about the copyrights and all that, but, you know, Fats Domino.
Fats Domino.
Okay, we can do that.
I think we can fit this.
What's the name of this one, Kenny?
This one is called I'm Ready, baby.
I'm Ready.
I'm Ready.
Not to be, there's another tune called I'm Ready, which is a great tune, but this
yep.
is a, this one is a different one.
All right, thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate you coming down and playing for me.
All right.
Thank you very
thanks
much.
Thanks a lot for having us.
Yeah, it was a ball.
It was a ball.
Hope to see some folks at the All Around and the Blue Goose and at the Tangent Gallery and get out and see some live music, live blues especially. And I just would love to have heard this on the radio while I was driving in my car, but I had to be on this end of it instead, you know.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4. Well, I'm ready. I'm willing. And I'm able. Gonna run.
Don't send me no letters because I can't read.
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
Let the good times roll. Play the blues.
WHFR.FM 89.3, Henry Ford College Independent Non-Commercial Non-Profit Radio with the Detroit Blues Society present the Fall 2017 Fundraiser, All-Star Blues Jam 3 at the New Place Lounge on Saturday, November 11th at 9 p.m. till midnight. Little Arthur Anderson on vocals and harp, Eric Goble on guitar, Sir Tim Duvalier on bass, and Papa Lee on drums. Our hosts for this celebrity jam to raise funds to benefit WHFR. $5 donation entry fee for adults 21 and over, with 100% of proceeds collected going to support WHFR radio and internet broadcast station operating costs. Please join this WHFR event for great music, good food, and fun, as cash bar and menu items will be available for purchase on November 11th at the New Place Lounge, 22723 Michigan Avenue, Dearborn, Michigan.